So, we've got a story today. It's a story called The Christmas Mystery. And each chapter of this story is a day in December. It's like an Advent calendar itself. And you'll find out that it's an Advent calendar that's about an Advent calendar that's about an Advent calendar. Ah, how exciting. So shall we find out about it? So if we're sitting comfortably, The Christmas Mystery. Dusk was falling. The lights were on in the Christmas streets. Thick snowflakes were dancing between the lamps. The streets were crowded with people. Among all these busy persons were Papa and Joachim, who had gone into town to buy an Advent calendar. It was their last chance because tomorrow would be the 1st of December. They were sold out at the newsstand and in the big bookstore at the market. Joachim tugged his father's hand hard and pointed at a tiny shop window where a brightly coloured Advent calendar was leaning against the pile of books. "There," he said. Papa turned back. "Saved." They went into a little bookshop that Joachim thought looked old and worn out. Books stood tightly packed on shelves along all the walls from floor to ceiling, all of them different. A large pile of Advent calendars lay on the counter. There were two kinds, one with a picture of Santa Claus with a sled and a reindeer, and the other with a picture of a barn with a tiny little elf, got one here, tiny little elf eating porridge out of a big bowl. Papa held up the two calendars. "There are plastic figures in this one and chocolate ones in that, but the dentist won't be too happy about that one." Joachim examined the two calendars. He didn't know which one he wanted. "It was different when I was a boy," continued Papa. "How do you mean?" "Then there was only a tiny picture behind each door, one for each day. But it was exciting every morning, trying to guess what the picture would be. Then we'd open it. Well, we opened it, you see. It was like opening the door to a different world." Joachim had noticed something. He pointed to one of the wall of books. "There's an Advent calendar over there, too." He ran over to fetch it, and he held it up to show Papa. It had a picture of Joseph and Mary bending over the baby Jesus in the manger. The three wise men from the east were kneeling in the background. Outside the stable were the shepherds with their sheep, and angels floating down from the sky. One of them was blowing a trumpet. The colours of the calendar were faded, as if it had been lying in the sun all summer. But the picture was so beautiful that Joachim almost felt sorry for it. "I want this one," he said. Papa smiled. "You know, I don't think this one's for sale. I think it must be very old, maybe as old as I am." Joachim wouldn't give up. "None of the doors are open, but it's only here on display." "I want it," repeated Joachim. "I only want one that's like none of the others." The bookseller came up, a man with white hair. He looked surprised when he saw the Advent calendar. "Beautiful," he examined. "And genuine. Yes, original. It almost looks homemade." "He wants to buy it," exclaimed Papa, pointing at Joachim. "I'm trying to explain it's not for sale." The man raised his eyebrows. "Did you find it here? I haven't seen one like that for years." "It was in front of all the books," said Joachim. "Oh, must be old John up to his tricks again," said the bookseller. Papa stared at the man. "John? Yes, he's a strange character. He sells roses in the market. But where he gets them from, nobody knows. Sometimes he comes in and asks for a glass of water. In summer, when it's hot, he'll pour the last drops over his head before he goes out again. He's poured a few drops over me a couple of times, too. To thank me for the water, he sometimes leaves one or two roses on the counter, or he'll put an old book on the bookshelf. Once, he put a photograph of a young woman in the window. It was from a country far away. Maybe that's where he comes from himself. Elizabeth. Yes, Elizabeth, it said on the photo. And now he's left an Advent calendar. Yes, evidently. There's something written on it, said Joachim. He read aloud. Magic Advent Calendar. Price 75 or. The bookseller nodded. In that case, it must be very old. "May I buy it for 75 all?" asked Joachim. The man laughed. "I think you should have it for nothing. You'll see old John had you in mind." "Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you," replied Joachim on his way out of the bookshop already. Papa shook the bookseller's hand and followed Joachim out onto the pavement. Joachim hugged the calendar tight. "I'll open it tomorrow," he said. Joachim kept waking up that night thinking about the bookseller and John with his roses. Once he went to the bathroom, drank water from the tap, and thought of John pouring water over his head. Most of all, he thought about the magic advent calendar. It was old as Papa, but all the same, nobody had opened any of the doors. Before he went to bed, he found all the doors from 1 to 24. The 24th was, of course, Christmas Eve, and that door was four times bigger than the others, covering almost the whole of the manger in the stable. Where had the magic advent calendar been for over 40 years? And what would happen when he opened the first door? When he awoke up again, it was 7 o'clock. He reached up for the calendar, which was hanging above his head, to open the first door. His fingers were so impatient and nervous that it was difficult to get hold of it properly. At last, he managed to loosen a tiny corner, and the door opened slowly. Joachim gazed into a picture of a toy shop. Among all the toys and the people was a little lamb and a small girl. But he couldn't look at the picture in detail, for just as he opened the door, something fell out onto his bed. He bent down and picked it up. "Lily, do you want to find number one on our advent calendar for us?" "Oh, brilliant. Go on, pull it out. Pull it out. That's it. What have you got in there?" It was a tiny, thin sheet of paper, folded over and over. And when he had smoothed it out, he saw that there was writing on both sides. So he read what was on the paper. "Lily, do you want to pass that to Grace?" Thin piece of paper with writing on both sides.
Grace. "Lambkin. Elizabeth," her mother called after her. "Come back, Elizabeth." Elizabeth Hansen had been standing, staring at the big pile of teddy bears and furry animals while her mother was buying Christmas presents for the cousins who lived at Toten. All of a sudden, a little lamb shot out of the pile. It jumped onto the floor and looked around. It had a bell around its neck, and the bells started to jiggle in competition with all the cash registers. How could a toy suddenly come to life? Elizabeth was so surprised, she started to chase the lamb. It was running across the wide floor of the department store, in the direction of the moving staircase. "Lambkin, lambkin," she called after it. The lamb was already on the staircase, which was moving down to the floor below. The stairs moved quite quickly, and the lamb sprang even quicker, so that Elizabeth had to run faster than the stairs and the lamb together if she was going to catch up with it. "Come back, Elizabeth," repeated her mother severely. But Elizabeth had already jumped onto the staircase. She could see the lamb running through the ground floor where they sold underwear and ties. As soon as she had solid ground beneath her feet again, she went the same way as the lamb. It had managed to bound out onto the street where the snowflakes were dancing among the chains of Christmas lights hanging above the street. Elizabeth knocked over a stand of winter gloves and followed it. Out in the noisy street, she could barely hear the bell jingling. But Elizabeth did not give up. She was determined to strike the lamb's soft fleece. "Lambkin, lambkin." The lamb sprang across the road against a red light. Perhaps it thought red meant go and green meant stop. Elizabeth thought she heard that all sheep were colourblind. At any rate, the lamb didn't stop. So Elizabeth did. Couldn't stop either. She was going to catch up with the lamb, even if she had to follow it to the ends of the earth. The cars tooted their horns, and a motorbike had to swerve onto the pavement to avoid colliding with Elizabeth or the lamb. People doing their Christmas shopping all stared. They didn't often see a little girl running across the road after a lamb. In any case, it was strange to be running after a lamb in the middle of winter. As they ran, Elizabeth heard the church clock striking three. She noticed it especially because she knew she had come to town on the 5 o'clock bus. Perhaps the hands had become so tired of going in the same direction year after year that they had suddenly begun to go the opposite way instead. Elizabeth thought that clocks, too, might get bored with doing the same thing all the time. But there was something else as well. When Elizabeth had gone into the department store, it had been almost completely dark. Now it was suddenly light again, and that was curious, because there had been no night in between. As soon as the lamb had a chance, it found a road leading out of the town and trotted on towards a small wood. It sprang to the path between tall pine trees. Now the lamb had to slow down a little, for the path was covered with all the snow that had been falling during the past few days. Elizabeth went after it. It was difficult for her to run now too, but the lamb had four legs which were dragging in the snow, while she only had two. Perhaps that would help her to gain on it. Her mother's cries had been drowned out long ago by the noise in the street. Soon she couldn't even hear street sounds, but something was still singing in her ears. Shall we buy this one or both of them? What do you think, Elizabeth? Perhaps the reason the lamb had come to life and run away from the big store was that it could no longer bear to listen to the cash registers and the talk about buying and selling. Perhaps that was why Elizabeth was following it. She had never enjoyed shopping.
Joachim looked up from the sheet of paper that had fallen out of the magic advent calendar. What he had read was so amazing. He had always liked secrets. Now he remembered the little box with a key in it, the one Grandma had brought him in Poland. Mama and Papa had made him a solemn promise that they would never look for the key and open the box when Joachim was asleep or at school. It would have been as bad as opening someone else's letters, they had said. Up till now, Joachim hadn't had any real secrets to hide in the box, but now he put the paper from the advent calendar there, turned the key, hid it under his pillow. So when Mama and Papa woke up and came to look at the advent calendar too, they only saw the picture of the lamb in the department store. Do you remember? Asked Mama, looking up at Papa. It was just like that when we were small. Papa nodded. Then we could use our imaginations on the little picture and make up the rest ourselves. It was so much better than those plastic figures that end up being swallowed by a vacuum cleaner. Something was laughing inside Joachim. Only he knew that there had been a mysterious piece of paper inside the calendar. He pointed at the picture of the lamb. The lamb has decided to run away from the shop, he said, because it can't bear listening to the cash registers and talk of buying and selling. But there is a little girl called Elizabeth in the shop, and she began running after the lamb because she wants to stroke it. Isn't that just what I said? Said Papa. What does the boy want with plastic figures? For the rest of the day, Joachim wondered whether Elizabeth would catch up with the lamb so that she could stroke its fleece. Would he find out tomorrow? For then there'd surely be another little piece of paper. People of God, awake. The day is coming soon when you shall see God face to face. Remember the ways and the works of God. God calls you out of darkness to walk in the light of his coming. You are God's children. Let us pray. Lord, make us one as we walk with Christ, today and forever. Amen. Just a short sermon today, because the story was long. So I just want to offer a few reflections as we begin our Advent journey this year, particularly using this Advent calendar that we have at the front. One of the things quite early on in Sarah and my relationship was the discussion at Christmas time when going down to see my family, which journey we should take. We were living up north at the time we were in Durham, and I just wanted to go onto the M1. It was quicker and faster to get down to Kent. So I'd always go, suggest we go M1. Sarah, on the other hand, wanted to do A1M, which did take slightly longer, but was more scenic, she said. And I said, it doesn't really matter, let's just get there. We just need to get down to the family, because as soon as we get there, we can leave. So she was like, no, I'm driving. At the time, I didn't drive. She went, I'm driving, so I get to choose the journey. And I said, no, I don't want to be sat and just keep stopping along the way. Because the real reason was that I slept most of the journey. I just wanted to get there quickly, and I slept whilst Sarah did all the driving. I know, selfish, I know. But Sarah wanted to enjoy the journey. And in a way, we can treat Advent the same way. We can have this discussion as to whether we want to just get to Christmas quickly so that as soon as we get there, it's over and all the stress can be forgotten about. Most of us sleepwalking our way through it. Or we can enjoy the journey. Advent is a journey. What is revealed in this Christmas mystery story is a journey. It's a journey for Elizabeth. And Joachim is caught up in it as it's narrated to him through these mysterious pieces of paper. This story of Elizabeth seemingly going back in time, traveling, following the Lamb. In our gospel reading, we hear of Jesus appearing to the first disciples. And John says of Jesus, here is the Lamb of God. And Jesus says, follow me. That invitation is what we receive at Advent. An Advent calendar is a really good reminder that this is a journey that cannot be rushed. That just as Joachim needs to wait, even if he is so excited about it, he has to wait for the next day, for the next bit of the story, and the next unveiling of the mystery. We can so quickly just jump the days. We can jump the days to the next event, the next thing that we're doing, the next thing we need to do, the next present we need to buy, the next food we need to buy, the next buying and selling that we need to do. This year, let's follow the Lamb out of that, the ting of the cash registers and the buying and the selling, and instead take it one day at a time to travel and enjoy the journey, to see God's mystery being unveiled in front of us, to follow the Lamb at his pace, because he is the focus, the Lamb of God who has come to set us free, to bring salvation, which cannot be rushed. So as you maybe journey through this story, however excited you are, as a page turner, and it really is a page turner, you have to resist, hold back, allow the moment to sit with you. Allow God to pause you and to say, not so fast. I'm here. I am here. Come and see. Let's pray. Lord, we begin this Advent season wanting to wait, to enjoy these days that lie ahead of us, not to rush them, but to seek for your face, because it is you, the Lamb of God, that we come to meet. We will follow you at your pace and in your direction. Help us to be faithful to that invitation. In Jesus' name.